Oh, you guys, I feel good even just reading this. Do you guys remember the joy and spirit of Peter Pan? There's a place where you don't have to grow up.
Okay.
Even though the world tells you to. That place is Walt Disney World. It's tough being an adult, we all know that, but at Walt Disney World, you can put the adulting on pause and let the everyday stresses of life just disappear. There's so much cool stuff you can do at Walt Disney World after hours, whoop, including a crawl of some of the best in-park drinking options. If the world tells you to grow up at Disney World, you don't have to. Walt Disney World is the perfect escape for millennials. There's an entirely new way to experience it as an adult without the kids. From cool drinking options to the excitement of after-hour events, find your happy place here. There are so many cool attractions and characters that bring your childhood to life and new experiences that you can appreciate as an adult. So relive the nostalgia of Disney or create some new memories. I'm just like, hey, Sean, when do you have a free week? Let's go. Take me. I don't want to be an adult. Walt Disney World and a few beverages. Sold.
Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Caitlin is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Get ready for lots of laughs,
taboo topics,
unfiltered advice, and wine.
Lots of wine.
Get ready to shake things up. Here's Caitlin.
Welcome to Off the Vine. I am your hostess with the mostest mimosas. Not yet, actually. Mimosas are on the way. I ordered them. They're not here yet. I'm Caitlin Bristow, if you guys didn't know. I'm podcasting from Vancouver today. And when I'm here, it's always so quick, and I always want to see girlfriends. I want to feel inspired. Oh, mimosas are here. Great timing. Woo! Great timing. Let's all clap for Mimosa Man.
Great timing. It's 10:30 a.m.
That's
late.
Mimosas here.
Yes, that's perfect. Right there.
Just right here. Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Wait, aren't mimosas supposed to be at 10:30
in
the morning?
Yeah, totally.
There's earlier. Orange juice in it.
I would be so offended if somebody drank a mimosa at like midnight. Is there like nightcap? All the mimosa, I'd be
wrong.
Like, no.
That's weak.
You will have a scotch.
But or I was just saying, when the valet took my car, they opened my door, and a giant bottle of red almost fell out.
Which makes me respect you so much.
Where else would I put it?
Yeah. Was it in the driver's side or the passenger
side? The driver's side. It wasn't open, though.
Oh, well, then it's legal.
Well, that's okay.
Could have been a gift.
It was a gift, actually.
For yourself later?
But I thought about it. I'm like, I should have brought it in. It's quite rude that I didn't.
Oh, did I? Oh, yeah. They're gifting us the mimosas. I was like, do I have to sign for something? Okay. So podcasting from Vancouver today. As I was saying, it's always so quick. I want to see girlfriends. I want to feel inspired. I want to laugh. I want to have mimosas. And it always feels so rushed. So I thought, let's get two birds stoned at once. That's the saying, right? And call it a day. So I rented this boardroom. And before I get into it, I just have to tell you guys that Sean and I, he sometimes hates when I just spill too many secrets. But I'm like, when we have to go number two, we say we have a board meeting.
I feel like you said this on our last podcast.
Did I?
I think
it's our
thing. I don't remember
Brilliant.
This, but that's great.
We always say it. We're like, oh, yeah, it's that time. Got a board meeting. And then
I mean,
like,
whatever works.
Yeah. It's better than saying, I got to take a dump.
Totally.
I got to go 45 minutes. I got to go dedicate to a board
meeting. Steer clear.
Yeah.
Safe zone. You're fine.
Some people say, like, I got to go see a man about a horse. And I'm like, I got a board meeting in 5. Actually, scratch that right now. Board meeting. So anytime someone's like, oh, you need a boardroom? Oh, a board meeting? I'm like, poop. So much error.
Oh, people with real jobs.
Yes.
Board meetings.
I don't get it. I don't understand. So please welcome my girlfriends, Bailey, Donnie, and Katie. You ladies aren't just my girlfriends. What?
That's not what I meant to say.
We're much more than girlfriends.
I like you more than a friend. I actually meant to say you're not just here because you're my girlfriends. This is starting off well.
We should get the mimosa.
I feel like
the fact that they're just sitting behind me just shows where my head's at today.
I mean, we took one to go, but
that just shows where my head's at. Not even getting the mimosas. So what I was saying is you're not just here because you're my girlfriends. You're all hardworking, successful, passionate businesswomen, aka boss ladies.
I'm gonna blush.
Yeah, you can blush. I'm like, you're all just staring at me. You should be like, thank you. Thank you.
That's right. Thanks, Caitlin.
And you also make me laugh. Looking at you, Katie.
Is it the Canadian tuxedo?
It's Keeks, though. Yeah. It's Keeks with 17 E's.
Keeks on Instagram is K with 18.
17. It was the first available handle.
So Keeks is... That was the first available handle.
Well, like,
so there's 16.
Yeah.
You're lying.
She went. She did added an E every time until she got the name.
No.
Yeah.
So 17 E's for Keeks. Great.
Try and find it.
See, you're funny. People who do really care, though. That's like, you know, they really got to search. But everyone knows I always style. Caitlin, come on. I always tag Sal for the Priv, State of Grace, everything. So, so many outfits I wear. I love your guys'
your
work.
Your romper that you were wearing on Sunday?
My romper.
So cute.
I love that romper.
That was
so fetch.
I feel like it looks so much better on you, though.
I know. She makes everything look so good.
Yeah. What?
Well, you're so petite, and it's just like... Oh. Like, I put it on, like, romper. Like, I always have to go size up because there's, you know, the camel toe issue.
Long torso problems.
Yeah, I have camel toe in my Lulus, though.
Pardon me?
My Lululemon pants. I get camel toe in those.
But it's a thing.
Camel
toe is
a real problem.
Is that a trend?
I thought it was. I thought guys were digging it now.
Oh, well, good news for Caitlin.
Well, isn't that the best news of the day?
You heard it here first, folks. Yeah. Camel toes back.
They're back. And I'm all about it.
But that romper you were wearing on Sunday at Fleur.
Yes.
Was so bomb.
I found a picture today that I'm going to post. So I'll obviously tag you guys on it. I thought we could do a quick introduction since nobody was like, everyone's like, what? Who? Who's in this room right now?
You mean
don't know
us?
No.
Keeks with 17 E's in?
They know Priv, but they don't know you individually. So tell us who you are, what you do, and how would you describe yourself in one word?
I hate that question. I'm going to take the last second.
Describe each other in one word.
Ooh, that's better.
Because I could describe you guys in one word.
I like that better. Okay, start with Donnie.
Okay. So I'm Donnie. Mm-hmm. I started Privilege 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a mom of three.
Amazing. You look fab.
I have a few stores. Bailey and I have a couple brands together. Yeah, that's... Really.
She likes a good cat nap.
I love to take cat naps.
And cryptocurrency.
Super into Bitcoin.
Wait, explain this cat nap. How long to you is a cat nap?
Well, cat naps.
Just long enough to pass out at a table.
It happens after a couple drinks.
I'm a good time.
Great time.
I'm a yes girl. I've always said I'm a certified yes girl.
I hear you.
I don't like to say no.
Yeah, terrible.
If there's something fun going on, I generally want to be there.
Right.
So I sometimes have a few drinks and sometimes, you know, I had a nap at the Ritz-Carlton in
Dallas.
I did.
But does it help you? Like, is it like a quick 15
it's
and you recharge?
Like the people, I just got to go home at that point in time, but it could be like a quick 5.
Yeah.
And I could bounce back. You never really know.
Sometimes you don't bounce back. Sometimes it rolls right.
Sometimes
it's a risky situation.
A real nap. Sometimes you take an L and sometimes you bounce back.
Yes.
Those are rap lyrics, guys.
Yeah. No, that was Big Sean.
Yeah, thank you for getting that. I knew you did. I saw your eyes light up and I was like, yes, you got it.
I like rap.
I love rap.
I like rap music.
Okay, good. We're really getting to know you.
I like good karaoke.
Oh, who doesn't?
And that's really, yeah.
Wow.
That's really it.
Yeah, we should hang out more.
I like this whiteboard.
Yeah, it's a great whiteboard. It's on it's on my Instagram story, but that will be long gone when this comes out. Okay. Bailey.
Well, I'm Bailey.
You are Bailey.
I am. My headphones are coming out.
You know what you should have done there?
What?
Is on the View when Beyonce was on it, they're like, you are Beyonce. She said, thank you.
Oh, well,
you are Bailey.
I'm not Beyonce. Thank you.
You are Bailey. Thank you.
Lessons learned.
Go on.
I've worked at Privilege for almost 6 years, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my job by DMing Donnie on Facebook.
You slid into her DMs.
She
slid right in there.
Real profesh.
Yeah. Like, kind of like, I don't really care if you have a job available,
but you're going to give me one.
Me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Persistent.
I'm like, sure.
I like your attitude.
Worked out.
It's worked out great.
Amazing.
And yeah, I do social media, PR marketing, all of our affiliate relationships, and a bunch of other stuff. I don't really know what my title is, but
it's great. It's
I'm
a bunch
around.
Of stuff. Your title
yeah.
is
I'm
I do
on
a
the
bunch
payroll.
Of stuff. Yeah, Katie.
Thanks.
Keeks. Keeks.
You can call me Katie. Keeks. Kiki.
Dirtster.
The Dirtster.
The Dirtster.
Oh, the Dirtster. That was born in Nashville.
That was a good one.
Because you love a dirty martini.
Love a dirty martini to start off the night.
Just to throw that one word in, I was going to describe you as spicy, because that's really what you are.
That's a very accurate word.
Spicy. I wish people could see you right now, because you are in a full Canadian tuxedo, like
killing it.
Well, no, just the top half. I'm wearing gray denim.
It's denim.
It's still denim.
Denim.
Still denim.
That's a proper way to do the Canadian tuxedo, though.
Yeah.
You've got to, like, do
you can't match
tones.
Denims. Yeah, it's got to be all different.
I thought the denim on the hat was a little bit.
You've got different contrasting tones.
And you've got, like, the distressed elbow on the denim jacket.
Yeah. We're painting a very pretty picture of Keeks right now, but let's
post a photo. I'll post a selfie today.
And you're Donnie's sister. You two are sisters.
So I'm Donnie's sister. I'm head of stock management at Privilege. As Donnie's sister, there's a lot of little roles that fall under me as well. Changing diapers sometimes.
Of course.
I love my job, though.
I like to say that Katie works between 25 minutes and 80 hours in a week.
Wow.
Wow. Anything in between.
Wow.
As she wishes.
Quite a jump.
Yeah.
I also have a daughter, so...
She is spicy.
I was showing her videos of her gymnastics.
I'm obsessed with your daughter. Like, she is so spicy. Riley. She's so spicy. She's an amazing gymnast.
I know. Well, she does competitive cheer. She just had her first individual of the season last weekend, and it was something else. Like, she's 7 next month,
yeah.
So her dance moves, they're still like,
they're better than mine.
That's super cute, but it's like when she starts doing this when she's 12, I'm going to be like, that's super inappropriate. Yeah. Like, a little less swivel in the hips, tone it down a notch or two.
She really has the swivel down.
But it just depends, too. Like, if you're playing it with her cheer music, it's one thing. If you have it to, like, Rihanna's Lemon, it's a total other dance. So it's just how you pair it.
But that's it didn't have anything to do with my parenting. Like, that is,
okay.
She is, oh, come on.
Says Miss Spicy herself.
Yeah. She's got the one dance move where I pop my ass out, okay? The one. And that's the only one I have. Everything else she's done herself. Like,
she gets so into it, and you can just tell she's loving every second.
Oh,
yeah.
The eyes,
oh, it's totally in the eyes.
But it's confidence.
Focus. Like, it is.
She's gonna be a strong woman.
Like, yeah, she is. Yeah.
She's gonna take no BS.
She's gonna take shit from nobody. No.
Which I love.
Oh, can we swear on this?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Do it. Okay, well, then let's do
that. I don't know why. No holding back now.
No, swear. Do whatever you gotta do.
You would have given me a warning if we couldn't.
Yeah, I would have definitely. I would. I'm setting you up for success here. Okay.
Perfect. We'll share this one also because I want to sip.
I was like, did you already slam yours? You can have it.
Really sure.
Okay. Wait, are we really that short?
No, we're not short at all.
It's fine. Sharing is caring.
Okay. What was I going to... Oh, now you have to say one word about each other.
Ooh.
Quick, Donnie about Bailey. One word.
Oh. Diligent?
So diligent.
That's like a really responsible word, but she's like really responsible.
That's great. Wow.
Yeah.
Nobody would say that
we
about me.
We call her Father Bailey.
No, not me either.
Okay, so
Father
Covenant,
Bailey.
Covenant House
yeah.
sent me mail to Privilege,
yeah.
and it came, I guess, because there's like Sister Father. Bailey if you're a female, or Father Bailey if you're a male. I got Father Bailey. So now they all call me Father Bailey.
That's like on Friends when he's gets the TV guide and it's labeled
Chandler Bong.
Mrs. Chandler Bong. Okay, Bailey about Donnie. One
goals.
Word. Goals.
That's really nice.
Thank you. There you go.
I was going to say late, but
that was going to be my second.
Well, Lee and I were here at 10 after 10. We said we'd be here at 10, and we gave each other a high five. We're like, this is a great success.
It is. If she's earlier than 30 minutes late, it's a success.
It's early.
For sure.
We've changed it.
I try and make my motto, if you're on time, you're late. Because
you
should be early.
I know.
But that's not me. I'm always late.
Sometimes I'll tell her like half an hour before it's actually.
People do that to me all the time. I really try to change that, but it's so hard. Well, you have three kids. I don't have an excuse.
I've been like this my whole life, though, honestly. It's something that I'm like, I'm very self-aware. I will work on things and improve myself. I can't. I cannot. I like, for the life of me.
Everybody has their thing.
If it makes me a selfish asshole, I just am, I guess.
Okay.
But
you bitch.
When we were younger, my mom, first of all, we call her J-Bomb. She's pretty
She's
awesome.
Amazing.
She used to sit in the driveway and just, like, lay on the horn. Super inconsiderate neighbor waiting for us to come outside.
Really?
And it would be so bad that she would actually pull away. There's four of us. She would drive three of us to school, then come back and get Donnie and drive her to school so she didn't make everyone late every single day.
God, I love your mom.
She said to me, she said, you'll never get anywhere in your life if you don't get this under control. And I remind her about that all the time.
You're like, I'll show you.
I got somewhere.
Look at me go.
Yes. I'm on off the vine.
Take that. Mom. We should call J-Bomb on this podcast right now and be like, here you go.
Yeah, you should. Go ahead.
Well, last time we were on,
what are you waiting for?
With Rick and Donna.
Yes.
On Priv Talks.
Yeah.
We oh my God.
Prank called.
We prank called Leah at the store.
Yeah.
And what did we do? Sean pretended that.
Well, it was actually a true story. He had a security tag on his pants.
Right.
Yes. And he called your store.
That was like one of the highlights.
It was really
good.
That was a really funny episode.
Never stopped me from wearing an outfit.
No. I'll wear something with the security tag.
Oh my God. Well, why don't we get in? Why don't we get into? No, we need to do keeks. One word about keeks.
Spicy.
You can't top that.
Would you have a better one?
No, I'll take that. That's pretty nice.
Spicy's great.
Spicy is good.
I would love if somebody explained me in one word. Okay, you guys, explain me in one word.
Ooh. Oh. It's a spitfire.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're like tangy. You're like
tangy.
You're also spicy.
Yeah. Oh.
Like you are.
Like you just have that kind of like you have a flair.
Oh, okay. I'll take the tang. I like tangy.
I like spitfire. I think that's really accurate.
Spitfire.
Yeah.
Okay. I come out guns blazing.
Yeah.
I keep everybody on their toes. Keep the mind guessing. It's okay. I like it. Spitfire.
It's not a bad thing.
No. I actually really like it. Changing my Instagram handle, actually. Off the vine with Spitfire.
Before we confess, per usual, I'm having a glass of wine right now from my favorite wine subscription, Bright Cellars. You've probably heard me mention them once or twice or 8 million times on the podcast before, but that's because they are the wine club that uses a quiz to match you with the wines you'll actually love each month, and I believe in them. This club is especially great for those of you that live in the States where it's really cold right now because they deliver your shipment directly to you. If you're anything like me, then once you're home, there's no way you're going back out in the freezing cold, even if it is for wine. Bright Cellars delivers your matches to your house, your office, pretty much wherever you need some wine. It's super convenient, it's fun, but what's even better is that Off the Vine listeners, you're going to get 50% off when you visit brightcellars.com/offthevine. So go take their wine quiz at brightcellars.com/offthevine to see your matches and get 50% off your first order. Cheers, guys. Okay. It's that time.
Father Bailey's here.
Father Bailey is here to wash away all of our sins with her mimosa.
Yes.
Let's confess to Bailey today.
Oh, God.
You are Father Bailey.
Yes, we should be confessing to you.
Yep, I'm starting it
Does
off.
Does this mean I get a pass?
Hell no. Hell no.
Oh, shit.
This isn't like real confessions
okay,
here.
Okay, so Caitlin, are you going first?
Yes, I had an accident.
You what told kind me about this. Accident?
So I was in my Priv romper, which thank God was red, but unfortunately the couch was white. So I was speaking on a panel at Fleur Wedding Show in Vancouver, and I should know my body at the age of 32 and when my period starts.
Oh,
yeah. No. You see where this is going. So I am I'm being introduced. And it was actually really nice. I stood back there and I was listening to Erin, blanking on her last name right now, Sebula. I was listening to her introduce everybody and she was like, Broadway star. And I was like, oh God. And I like kind of forgot to walk out for a second because I was really enjoying my moment. And then I walk out and I see all these white couches and I sit down and I was like, oh. In that moment, the second I sat down on the white couch, I felt a little
worse.
No.
I've had that happen too.
Like, thank God your jumpsuit was red.
But does like, that really matter if the couch
white
is white?
Couch, no.
So I was sitting
and
there.
And you're standing up in front of like a ton of people.
So many people. And I'm just planning my escape. I'm like, okay.
I just thought you had a wedgie.
So you could tell I was.
Oh, no, you were adjusting.
I was
just like, oh,
visibly,
she's a
I was visibly uncomfortable.
A wedgie is a real problem in a romper.
It is.
Very real.
This was more of a problem. And I was like, okay, what do I do? Do I get up and be like, oh, sorry, I got to go to the bathroom? Cause like, do I get up and put my phone down on the spot that's going to be on the couch? But then people will be like, you forgot your phone. And be like, ah. Like, I didn't know how to do it. thankfully everything worked out and it wasn't
That's
full
such
blown.
A real girl problem.
So what happened? Like, how did...
I just battled. I looked very uncomfortable. I already look uncomfortable when people talk wedding talk to me. So it really was on brand.
Very organic to me.
I was uncomfortable. And then as soon as it was done, I ran to the bathroom and I was like, okay, this is... I managed.
Did you do like a little glance when you
Absolutely.
Stood up?
Absolutely. I stood up.
Clear?
This, I like slid off my chair
so
to look just to be like, do I need to carry my chair off with me?
How hard was it to focus in the moment? Like, I would have just been thinking about the whole time.
Yeah.
That happened to Bailey and I when we did a podcast recently. And something, we got a really crazy email right before.
Yeah.
So it just was, like, takes your focus away.
There was way we could focus on the podcast. Yeah. And we couldn't even air the podcast. It was that bad because we were just like.
I get it. I was like, I don't even know what to say. They were, I don't even remember what she asked me. It was, I just blacked out.
Oh, you poor thing. That's awful.
I blacked out. So, Father Bailey, forgive me.
Your sins are washed away.
Keeks? Got one for us?
I want to hear this one.
I do
I think
too.
I misunderstood the idea of confession when I was thinking about
it. It's okay.
This last
go with
night.
It.
I feel like your mic needs to be closer to your face. This is the problem with not having headphones, Keeks.
Yeah.
I feel like I get really loud.
That's good. So do I.
Woo!
Okay. So
I also have headphones on, and that was very loud.
Sorry about that.
Donnie's jaw is going to drop right now.
Oh, shit.
My confession is that my nickname, I have another nickname.
Oh.
It may be Kit Kat.
Okay.
Oh. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
How dirty can we get on
Where
this
is
thing?
This
go I there. Feel like how
go
much
there.
I should censor it right now, but.
Don't censor.
Mm-mm.
In my most recent relationship, my boyfriend really liked Kit Kat.
Okay.
So. I had this great idea one day to put a Kit Kat in the freezer for a few hours and then feed him the Kit Kat in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Not from your mouth.
Not from my mouth.
Oh, that's very thoughtful of you.
Right? He thought... He was like, you...
Great girlfriend.
Wow, yeah.
Like, this is the nicest thing someone has ever done for me and the most... thoughtful.
That is. It's, I'm like, that's romantic.
Good. I didn't know that chocolate could turn someone on so much, but
well,
if you're looking to
in
spice
the right
it up
places,
in the bedroom.
Where when were the kids?
I thought you were going to say, where was the Kit Kat? I'm like,
not
I think you can
home.
Figure it out.
Not home.
Not home.
Not home.
Honey,
not
I need you
home.
To help me come find something in the bedroom.
Wait, now my question is, how did you like start this? Were you like, was it already in there?
It was already in there. Oh, yeah. Popped her in there.
Did he know it was in there? Or did he just like, surprise?
Well, he knew it was in there once he went down there. But I didn't give him like a full warning.
Okay.
Like he kind of just like went down there to get things started. And he was like, what is that? I was
so
like,
a surprise. That's so good.
But he was like so on board.
He's kind of a foodie, too.
He's such a foodie.
Oh, you're really, speaking his love language.
Bringing the term food porn to a whole new meaning.
Totally. Like, he actually was, like, enjoying eating. And he didn't just, like, pull it out and gobble it up.
No.
He, like, nibbled
it.
Oh, my all the way to the end.
At least it was beneficial for both teams.
I wish we finished with
great...
this.
You looked at me, I was like,
it's a mic drop.
No,
I'm going to go ahead and say that's my favorite confession that's ever been on a podcast.
I could go on.
So you totally
more.
Understood it.
So I didn't know the whole story, but
there's a bag
we have
at
a family
one time.
Chat.
What did you just say?
There's a bag at one time.
Wow, that escalated real quick.
Yes. He really likes bread.
Oh, he loves bread.
Those carbs.
The only thing he loves more than a Kit Kat is bread.
So that was next.
I mean, it didn't. Like,
you set the bar really high with a Kit Kat.
It was a different scenario. It was different than the Kit Kat situation, but it was involved.
Oh, you're being serious?
Dead serious.
I love you. You're like Dirtster Keeks, but definitely Kit Kat.
Dirtster. Yeah, Kit Kat.
I felt like it's like my cutest nickname.
It is a really cute nickname.
Yeah, I did not see that one coming.
No.
When you said Kit Kat,
okay, so we have a family chat, and there have been like a few Kit Kat jokes going around. So I figured there was something to it, but
you
I didn't know. I didn't know like it for sure happened.
Oh, mom knew. I thought everyone knew.
You tell your mom these things.
It came up, yeah.
I think that's great.
She bought
the Kit Kat for you?
She's like, I got you something today. And I was like, oh, like, what are they, Gucci loafers? Like, what is it? And she's like, slides over a Kit Kat. I'm like, fuck you. I actually wanted something.
Oh, so good.
Wow, good for you. I'm really proud of you. Also, I'm not surprised either.
No, you shouldn't be surprised.
No. I hope Sean listens to this and is like, why don't you do that for me? And I'll be like, you don't eat Kit Kats, Sean.
Yeah, totally.
It'd be like quinoa or like a kale salad.
On a cheat day.
Oh my gosh. I try and like put some quinoa in there.
It's like a turkey taco salad or something.
A protein shake. Just some protein powder sprinkled on there.
Oh my God. Sean's in for a treat.
Please forgive my sins.
Yeah, Father Bailey.
Washed away.
Do you forgive that one?
Oh, I do.
Yeah, we encourage it, actually. Yeah,
totally.
I'm not promising that I'm not going to do it again.
Oh, that's great. Oh, I'm so impressed.
So good.
I am so happy. Donnie, follow that one.
God. For every boyfriend that ever broke up, like you ever ended that relationship, like
idiots.
What an idiot.
What a loser.
You missed out on Kit Kat. Yeah. How do I follow that?
Like honestly, I don't know. I'm kind of like,
she looked at me, I was like, not first, last. Definitely a story that needs to go last.
Yeah, I should. Maybe we can edit it around so that one goes last.
My confession isn't nearly as good.
It can't be. It never will be.
I'm feeling.
Is it a Snickers?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I have 3 kids that crawl into my bed like every night. There's like nothing exciting going on there right now.
Yeah.
Well, you could get exciting with a Kit Kat.
Yeah. Go to your sister for some tips.
What would his chocolate bar of
it would be like some kind of a milk chocolate for sure.
Make sure you freeze
like a Cadbury.
Get messy.
Mini eggs.
It's like a yoni egg, but you can have
going for a, You'll a board end up, meeting.
You're going to end up in the hospital.
God help any like businessman knock on the door here and like have an actual meeting. Like, excuse me.
We're super busy here.
Yeah, super busy. I don't know if you can see the whiteboard, but we've got something going on here.
Okay, so my confession is for you, Caitlin.
Oh, yes. Father Caitlin.
Kate, you started the podcast in June? When did you start the podcast? Like, how many episodes?
Why do I not know this?
I feel like it was around June because it was a time of my life that was quite foggy.
Okay.
And I had a lot going on. I was, like, very pregnant. Okay. And I remember sending you a message and being like, congratulations on the podcast. And you're like, what do you think? And I'm like, well, I haven't listened yet, but I'm going to go have a listen.
Yeah.
And I'll let you know, but I'm sure it's amazing.
Yeah.
And between then and now, I have probably promoted your podcast 5,000 times. Where I'm like, oh my God, isn't it a natural fit? She's got a podcast. It's so great.
And blah, you've blah, never blah. Listened?
And I didn't listen until this week.
Oh, this week. Oh, so you still got around to it.
Oh, I did. But like, I have felt so bad. I've been like, I need to listen to the podcast. I need to like.
But you've promoted it. So really.
I know.
The love's still there.
The love is still there.
The love was there, but I hadn't actually listened.
You had good intentions.
Late to the game.
Late to every game.
Yeah, well, that was, you know, classic Donnie. You're just living up to your name.
Anyways, but I have now listened to a couple episodes, and it's as good as I thought, so.
So now you can, like, believe in your words.
Exactly.
You're like, ooh.
It has integrity.
I wasn't lying to everybody.
No.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank God.
I forgive you.
Father Bailey forgives you.
I thought about it for a second about not forgiving you, but no, I do.
That one's bad.
No, well, you just nothing can follow Kit Kat.
No, yeah, you guys could always redeem yourselves if you think of something later on that would blow our minds.
I don't think anything can really top that.
Yeah,
I guess that's the spicy.
Bailey. Try.
You know, mine's also a period confession.
Great.
I'm going to start off by saying, like, I've had the most scatterbrain, and I think Donnie can attest to this. Like, I don't know what's my head and my ass half the time.
Yeah.
Katie's like, yes, very true.
Very valid point.
So I went to go change my tampon the other day and found out there was not one, but two.
Oh, I've done it twice. I've done it twice.
I guess I had forgotten to actually change it the time before.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I've done that twice.
Got to pay more attention.
I'm glad I'm not alone.
Oh, no.
But one, like, it could be worse. You could have lost it.
Yeah, that's true. To go to the hospital.
That's
oh, happened. Okay.
Yes.
It could have been way worse.
Yeah.
I almost thought I was going to have to go to the hospital yesterday because that damn Diva cup got stuck.
Didn't learn your lesson, did you?
What is a Diva cup?
Okay, so it's one of those reusable period cups. I feel like
it's
back in the day. It's making a return now.
Okay.
Anyways, Got it stuck once. Luckily was with Andrew at the time, and he like helped a sister out.
Yeah, do you really gotta dig out there?
But this time I was by myself. I literally was like starting to sweat 20 minutes, and I'm like, can't get. I'm like, am I seriously gonna have to go to the doctor, get the fucking duck put in?
Yeah,
pull out
the duck. Like,
oh, I'm sweating.
That yeah. Well, you made it through.
We got it out.
You're an independent woman.
You are so independent.
Strong, independent yeah. woman. Get my own diva cup out.
If you can get a Kit Kat out of there, you could sure as hell get a diva cup out of there.
Do you think the diva cup is really, like, worthwhile?
Yeah.
Honestly, if we're being, like, open and honest right now, like, this...
This is not a sponsored situation.
No, sponsored, but, like, this... Every about, like, third period, I get just a rager, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? Yes. And that happened this month, literally a tampon just wouldn't do. I was like, It wasn't cutting it. So I put the cup in, golden.
Wow.
Except for it got stuck.
See, my girlfriends working always tease me when they find like OB tampons in my purse because they're like, like I like that they're small. You don't have to like have big tampons.
They're so
like,
discreet.
The little OB ones without the applicator.
Oh.
So they're I can't do that. You kind of have to like put them in yourself.
Yeah.
But my friends always tease me about it. So the Diva Cup is like the OB tampon next level. Because
really I just picture this big cup.
No, it's not that big. It's like.
It's kind of like.
But they have two sizes, remember? So I go to the store. There's two sizes. And it like literally says on it, it's like. One's for post-babies, one's for pre-babies, and then...
So mean.
There's two sizes. One's for over 30, one's for under 30. So I'm like...
One's for the paper cut vaginas, and one's for the, like, the babies who come out twirling a cane. Go on.
Thinking, though, like, I'm 29, so definitely going to go for the smaller one, right?
Yeah.
Not 30. Had a kid 7 years ago. Totally going to get the
smaller we're good. One.
Might be why it's getting stuck.
Yeah.
Not buying the bigger one. Won't do it.
No.
Not
just for your own sanity.
No.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, Katie definitely won that.
Katie wins this whole podcast.
Yeah.
Katie wins the podcast.
Change the name of the podcast to The Kit Kat Show.
Yep. No, because nobody can ever live up to that. I will never eat a Kit Kat the same again. Yeah,
that's what everyone said. Yeah. I tell them.
Yep, absolutely.
How did you think of it?
Because she's romantic.
Spicy.
Like that.
I believe he actually planted the seed a couple weeks earlier and was like, man, if you put like a Reese's peanut butter cup up there. And I was like, well, what's that got stuck? Like,
it doesn't seem like it would actually fit properly.
No.
Oh, but a diva cup does?
That's true.
Yeah, solid point.
Kit Kat was a solid choice, though.
It would get messy. Peanut butter cup would definitely get messy.
Right. Frozen Kit Kat.
It's more kind of works for everybody.
Yeah.
Ergonomically?
Correct? I don't use big words. I don't like big words. I'm not sure. Well, that was the best thing ever. I'm like, we could just end the podcast there and call it a day because everyone's probably like, yes. Yes. The rest of the podcasts are going to be like, no, go back to confessions.
Keeps with 17 E's. You're going to get a lot of new followers right now and some Kit Kat days.
Are you private on Instagram? You might have to be now.
I don't know if I am or not.
We'll find out. Know. Stay tuned. Keep us posted. Okay, well, let's switch gears here.
Hey, have you guys ever heard about Omaze? They offer up once-in-a-lifetime experiences, like the chance to go mini-golfing with you two or hang out with Reese Witherspoon at her latest premiere. That's crazy. All you have to do is support a great cause for your chance to win. You can donate as little as $10. So they're always offering new amazing experiences paired with really great charities. You could go on a $20,000 shopping spree with Alexander Wang or get your ass kicked by Charlize Theron in a workout. Do you pronounce her name Charlize Theron or is it like Charlize Theron? Either way, she's hot. Right now, proceeds raised benefit Red's fight to end AIDS. You can check out all the experiences Omaze is offering by visiting omaze.com/podcast. That's omaze.com/podcast and enter for your own chance to win. Don't forget to use the promo code Vine to double your chances of winning and rest easy knowing even if you aren't the lucky winner, it's all for a good cause. Double your chances to win when you go to omaze.com/podcast and use promo code Vine.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
I'm Spencer Pratt.
And I'm Heidi Pratt with Gunnar Pratt.
The Miracle Baby. That's and this right. is the hashtag Make Spidey Famous Again podcast.
On podcast one.
We will be discussing the hottest action to ever hit the multiverse. Crystals, espresso, hummingbirds, celebrity gossip.
Parenting.
Of course. Make sure to download new episodes every Wednesday on podcastone.com, the Podcast One app, and Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, and make sure to rate and review on Apple Podcast.
And keep your hate on somebody else's podcast review. Thank you.
Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Let's talk about the founding of Priv.
That's me.
That's Donna. Tell us about it. I just feel like it's so cool. There's so many, girls of all ages that listen, but I feel like this is a good group to inspire other women, and that's why I have you here.
I mean, we're so like babes supporting babes.
I know, I love it.
Really, like our podcast is about really connecting with women that are doing cool things.
Which is called Priv Talks.
Priv Talks. Yep. And like hearing their stories and sharing ours. But it's, yeah, that's pretty cool. There's so many different stories. But for me, it was, 10 years ago. And I've always been into clothing. Like when I was little, I was like dressing my sister in like paper bags. Like aww. I would make outfits. And I think I got a sewing machine when I was like 5 or 6 and took lessons, and
it was in your blood.
Yeah, I was like really, really into that. Mm-hmm. And so one day I just literally decided, didn't ask any permission. I was like, I'm opening a store. Mm-hmm. And I opened up this just a little clothing boutique, which is now we own the property where we are. We have like a lot of square footage there where we have
it's
our
a
warehouse.
Great store.
And we have like our OG store, which is just basically a bonus, but we do all of our online orders. All of our podcasts, all of our shipping. We have like a bit of an operation there. Mm-hmm. So it's grown from like a small thing into something more substantial. We've got other stores in malls as well.
I really feel like that's because you guys are such like a woman power. Like you have so many support.
Of positivity.
Yes. And then so many women support you and you guys support so many women and it's just like blown up.
We have a really great community of
it's
women.
Like, it's like, it actually like, takes the words away from me because it is a warm community.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really there 10 years ago. We didn't start it. There's a lot of companies around us that I feel like in our community that have like been just as empowering where we've fed off them or vice versa. But it's pretty special.
It really is.
How everybody's collaborated and everybody kind of rises up from it.
Yeah.
So
the world needs more of that.
Yeah.
And 2018 is the year of the woman. Am I right?
I think 100%. So. I think so.
I really do. It. And I, Chloe Kohansky, who won The Voice, was just on my podcast before. And she made
I listened to that one.
Oh, there you go. She made such a good point saying like, you really know how bad it was if we're like having to celebrate women succeeding.
I know it's kind of sad that we weren't there.
Right.
And now we are, which it's, some men would say, like, why aren't we empowering men in the same way? And the argument is like, well, we do every day.
Right.
Like you have a man and a woman going for a position and a man will naturally make more than the woman. And I've never thought of myself as a feminist, but it is like at some level, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. No, I love it.
I'm inspired. Like being at Fleur on the weekend and seeing what Allie's done in that community and how many...
Because women are so creative, you know, and they're so passionate. And I'm not saying men aren't either.
No.
I'm not like a man.
It's our emotions that like we get stereotyped for that, but it's also what drives us and what makes us have empathy with others and makes us super powerful.
I think we lead in a different way. Like we lead with compassion.
Yeah.
Which you don't see a lot of like male... oriented companies lead in the same way. So that's like we've got a team of maybe 25 girls.
And you get shit done.
And not opposed to like hiring men or anything at all.
We've had guys work for us.
Yeah, we have. But it's like really and really good ones too.
Who still come to the Christmas parties
and we shout out to John.
Yeah.
Love John.
Hey John.
But it's a pretty special team.
Yeah.
So it's like maybe I founded it, but it's like it's just a cumulative effect of all of the girls that are here.
Do you think there was ever a time starting a business as a woman that you felt like you were going to get stereotyped or did you ever feel anything like that?
I mean, I think I'm lucky that I'm in a bit of like a, I feel like a female dominated industry. So like when you enter fashion, like there's tons of women. It's like the one industry that has stood true to women. But there's, I think, a lot of times where I didn't know why I was doing things. And now I'm starting to figure out, like, that it was, like, a passion and it was a project.
Yeah.
And now that we connect with these women and we have this following, I understand it a little bit more.
Yeah. I didn't ever think of myself as a feminist either. And now I'm like, oh, hell yeah, I am. Yeah. But you don't even, because I think it's been used in a way where you think it's, like, a bad thing to be a feminist. Like, it was wrong, which is so stupid. Because now I'm like, no, I'm totally a feminist.
Yeah, I had that same argument about a year ago where I was like, well, I don't think of myself as a feminist because I didn't really like my stereotype about it. Mm-hmm. But it's like you kind of, like we are, essentially. Yeah.
And men can be feminists too. Like I think Sean is a bit of a feminist. Totally. He said something the other day that it was the sweetest thing. I brought up the thing that Chloe Kohansky said about celebrating women, and he was so confused, and he was like, what? What do you mean? And he goes, I just feel like I've always celebrated women.
Well, I think that's also kind of why some people don't think of themselves as feminists, because yeah. you're already just naturally a feminist, and it's sad that we do have to celebrate it and for that to get recognition, because yeah. we should just
yeah.
be feminists. I think that is a thing, too. Like, men can be feminists.
Yeah.
Too. And a lot of men are.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the men that aren't should be.
Yes.
I don't know. Amen.
Yeah. Like, amen.
Who run the world? Like, girls.
Beyonce. Thank you. Beyonce. Thank you.
I think it's a movement for sure. It's yeah. a big movement right now.
And it's really, like, really happening.
Yeah, it's like all around us. Like, yes. You can't get away from it.
Which I love. Where do you guys think all of your empowerment came from? I've met, what do you call her? J-Bomb?
Our team.
J-Bomb.
Well, yeah, like the head of our family. My mom is just
she
like.
She totally has encrypted it in us.
Yeah.
She has been like, she's stood up for what's right.
And like feminist doesn't have to mean like you're like a boss babe running a company or like serious in business. Like you can be a mom. You can be, you know, doing so many different things. It's just like more of a self-respect.
Absolutely.
What you expect of yourself. But yeah, my mom is like the center of our family for sure. She is everything.
I only met her that one time and I was just like, this is such a strong woman.
She's amazing.
Oh, she's like, she's a boss.
Let's call her.
I made her my adopted mom.
I mean, she's like
great.
Four kids.
Yeah.
She never really worked. She was a full-time stay-at-home mom.
But like probably the best hands-on mom.
Probably the most inspiring woman.
Yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm. And like has taught me everything I know about being a mom. Like I fought to have the balance between like working mom mm-hmm. and knowing the difference. But yeah, I would say she's totally gold.
Shout out to, let's do it. Toast to J-Bomb. Cheers. That's awesome. I love hearing that.
Cheers. Yeah, there's so many though. The community, my team, like all us girls. I feel like I go to work, I get so excited to be there.
I think it's who you surround yourself with, because you get inspired daily, and I think it's just, yeah, like the people you surround yourself will become
it
your
really
energy.
Is. I swear by that all the time. That was a big thing for me from going on the show and coming off of it and just figuring out who your real friends are and surrounding yourself, because I have the best girlfriends here in Vancouver. And then I moved to Nashville, and to make new friends and coming off a show, I've realized that like it's actually really hard to find good people.
Really true.
People. Yeah. And then to surround yourself with it, it really changed who I was through my 20s. I mean, it has a lot to do with who I am, but who I surrounded myself was a big part of how I matured and had respect for myself was the friends that I had.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We've been talking about that in recent podcasts too, more about like choosing who you surround yourself to, because you become them.
Yes.
So if you want to be successful, like surround yourself with those people.
Yeah.
And you do essentially become those people, like guiding each other.
Yeah. No, you really do. And I strongly believe in that. That's why you're here surrounding me today.
You're welcome.
I'm like trying to find my notes now, because I'm like, oh, that was a really great convo. Now where are we? Oh, I thought, okay, let's do some questions.
Okay.
Okay, questions for Priv girls. Anna Poplin Eaton.
Reek. So oh good. God.
How are you able to separate business and personal life?
Sometimes we don't.
We don't. I feel like for me, it's so intertwined, because I love every single person that I work with, and mm-hmm. we all hang out outside of work. So it really is just all kind of meshed together.
That's probably why you guys are successful.
Yeah. And it's so special, because I don't think a lot of jobs have that. I mean,
or like
they do,
like the people they work with.
Yeah. Like I love every single person that I work with. So.
And some of these questions aren't necessarily like work related either. Like Molly Donovan wants to know, how do you overcome moments of doubt and insecurities?
Well, you're out of your comfort zone at that point, which is a good place to be, because mm-hmm. you're like, we talked about that yesterday,
yeah.
about like living in a realm that sometimes makes you feel uncomfortable.
It was Erin who said it on our podcast. Mm-hmm. She said something about being uncomfortable because that's when real change happens.
Yeah. I've found that going through life.
I mean, even like your move to Nashville, like that's like huge life change. Like you're completely out of your comfort zone.
Oh, yeah. I'm so far from family and friends, but I'm also like content with where I'm at and happy because I have Sean, and I feel like we live such a like nice normal life when it's just the two of us, and then we have the privilege to go and do things with like touring. What am I, in a band?
Traveling. <Kind of.
laughs> We're your groupies.
Traveling and like doing all these things that we get to do, but we always come back. Like Nashville's like now our little home base safe spot where it's like quiet and we have our time together, and it's like the best thing that's happened, even though I was always so crazy. I loved being downtown Vancouver and doing this and doing that, and now I'm like, I want to build a fence. I want to build a fence and a deck.
When we went to visit you guys in Nashville, mm-hmm. You guys were moving at that point in time, and you guys moved out to the burbs. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I kind of think that's cool because I'm a suburban girl, mm-hmm. and I like living outside the city.
I love the burbs.
But I was like, you know, you guys don't have kids. Mm-hmm. Like, you'd think you naturally settle in the city.
Right. No. That was actually something we really bonded over on the...
It's like the littlest hammer you've ever heard.
I know. I'm right above our heads. Yeah. I'm like, really? Right Lego. Now?
You should see what I'm picturing in my head.
Does it involve Kit Kats? Yeah. Yes, it does. No, because that was something we bonded over on the show, was like we both found ourselves being like, I really want to live like in the middle of nowhere and just like build a life that isn't in a city, and we've both been there, done that, and partied and done our thing, and now we're ready for that next step, and then we're both like, oh cool, yeah, I want that too. Oh, you like dogs? Love dogs. Cool, let's just have a home in the middle of nowhere with lots of dogs. Cool, goodbye. Cool story.
I respect that though. I feel like that's on my wavelength. Like I like
I love it.
I like the fast-paced city to some degree, but I like coming back.
Yeah, that was like when we went to New York. I'm like, oh, I love it. It's like we saw light at the end of the tunnel. We know we're going back home to our little safe spot, you know? So we really enjoyed the 2 months while we were there. Cool. Next question. Ashton LaForce. Great name. LaForce. Is that made up?
Sounds powerful.
How do you deal with the risk involved with becoming an entrepreneur, and what made you take the leap?
I should have given it more thought, because I honestly just like felt so strongly about what I was doing that I didn't even look back. Like I dealt with the challenges as they came, but I didn't really give myself much time to question myself. Like I made the decision and I opened my store like 3 months later.
This is where my favorite line gets to come in. High risk, high reward. It's my favorite line. I say that all the time on every podcast, actually, but I'm going to make it my thing.
I think it's like comes down to like what you're supposed to be doing though. It's like you listen to like that little voice inside of yourself and you just know when you're going in the right
and
direction.
And I think if you want it enough, you figure it out.
That's one thing I will say about Erin Treloar, who was on my podcast for Raw Beauty, and she is my health and wellness coach.
She's amazing. Yeah.
And I talked to her like weekly, and that was one thing that she said was
what? I remember what she said.
What did you just say? What was your
the quote that she said?
No. What did you just say?
About like listening to the little
doing
voice.
What you're
yes.
supposed
oh,
to,
sorry. Yeah. Listening to the little voice. I was always confused when she said to me like, "Oh, listen to your body." I'm like, "What the hell does that even mean?" She goes, "You're overthinking it. Like it's actually just as simple as sitting back and closing your eyes for 2 seconds, being like, "What do I need? Am I thirsty? Oh, I could actually use a glass of water." Like certain little things, like listening to your body and being like, does this feel right or wrong? Am I passionate about this? Do I want to do this? What are the risks? Like, and actually just trusting in that voice, where I always thought that was silly. I'm like, I'm not going to listen to my body. What do you mean?
Every time I listen to my body, I'm usually thirsty. Yeah. I'm dehydrated again.
Life lesson.
I think a lot of us also do what we think we should do or what others think we should do. When it's, if you like take that step back, you'll kind of feel what you want to do.
Yeah.
Or if you're like fighting something that you've just like constantly feel like you should be, like it gives me reassurance that you can kind of sit back and let life take its course. You don't always have to be actively like taking down the wall to like pave new ground. Like you can sit back and listen to yourself and actually just like do what you feel is organic.
Yeah.
It's usually the right move.
I can remember a couple of people in my life telling me like, how do you live so carefree? And I'm like, I just feel like the right thing's going to happen. And I'm just going to be like on the right path to do whatever I want to do. I'm not forcing anything. And I remember I dated one guy when I was like 22 who said to me like, you can't live like that. And I was like, you f***ing watch me. Like I remember saying what? And he was like, no, you need to like figure it out and figure out what you want to do and work towards it. And I'm like, no, because I don't really know what I want to do right now. I'm 22. Like, I don't. And now I'm like, I want to say to him.
Is this like the story when you were living in Europe and you're like, no, like I have, like you felt like you really had to do something?
That was my next one. But that happened too. But yeah, it was another. I honestly, I'm still so close with his parents and they always laugh about it because they're like, remember when he like thought you had to, you know, like work so hard and
look
do this?
Now.
And now I'm like, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
And it was because I didn't listen to my, what are you supposed to be doing? It was, what do I want to be doing? What feels comfortable right now? No pressure.
So my baby daddy boyfriend, whatever he is, of 13 years, Ev, let's call him that. Yeah. We used to run a gym together. Before, like I was at a university, we owned a gym and we ran it and it was awful. Like it's not, anybody who knows me, that isn't like not up my alley at all. Like I can kind of see him doing it, but not me. Mm-hmm. But we used to get in arguments. I'd be like up in the office, like buying and selling on eBay and things like that. I'd be like ordering clothes,
really?
And like, selling them. Like I was obviously dabbling with things like that. And I would fight with him and I'd be like, I'm out of here. I'm going to start a clothing store. And he'd be like, you just go do that. And I'm like, fine, I will.
And then you did.
And I was but it's like, take me with you.
And it was like a little voice that like, that comes out in like the moment that you're not listening to, but it's like there all the time.
Yeah.
So then one day I just did.
That's great.
Yeah.
And look at you now.
Hey, at this table, Priv Talks meets Off the Vine. Yeah.
Dreams really do come true.
If I want to make something really quick, can you not have to be super like unhealthy, fast food, something like that? A lot of people want to eat better, cut out processed foods, stop snacking mindlessly, you know, that kind of thing. And with Daily Harvest, upping your intake of fruits and vegetables is super easy and you hardly have to think about it. Daily Harvest delivers perfectly portioned frozen superfood eats straight to your door with your choice of smoothies, soups, breakfast bowls, or plant-based sundaes. Preparing each cup is insanely easy. I store my Daily Harvest cups in the freezer until I'm ready to make one. Then all I do is add water, coconut milk, almond milk. I actually prefer almond milk. And you blend or heat. Smoothies take 30 seconds and soups are ready in 5 minutes. Oats and chia parfaits can literally be made while I sleep. It doesn't get much easier than that. Daily Harvest produce is organic and unrefined and it looks as good as it tastes. You can actually see all of the whole ingredients when you open the cup. Things like cacao nibs, chunks of mango, whole raspberries, there's pumpkin seeds, coconut meat. And Daily Harvest is the fastest, most convenient way for me to up my fruit and vegetable intake without having to put in the work that usually comes with eating more fruits and vegetables. So go to daily-harvest.com and enter promo code VINE to get 3 items free in your first box. That's promo code VINE for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. Daily-harvest.com, code VINE.
Okay, should we can it up?
Can you not?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you not?
Do you guys want it? Can you not? I don't even know. Did I do Can You Not on the Chloe Kohansky one? Is that the only one you've listened to, Doug?
No, I also listened to the Kelly Keegs one. And you guys did Can You Not.
We did Office Edition. This one's kind of, I think we can all relate to this. It's, we're going to do Can You Not Service Industry. Is that what it is? Service? Customer service.
Customer service.
Which is also
from
service.
From the employee perspective.
Like I worked in a restaurant for a very long time. I have a lot of Can You Nots.
Oh, yeah.
Customer service. I'm sure we all have some of those. Like, can you not prank call us and say that you left the tag on your jeans? Sean Booth.
Can you not call the restaurant and say I was hitting on your husband? I was not hitting on your husband.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. Your husband took his ring off and was hitting on me. Gosh, there was some creeps in.
Ugh. I worked at Earl's for like a long time.
I did too. I will never forget a moment where I was like, I need out. I was so upset. There's a guy who always came in. He had so much money and he always sat in my section, but he treated me like garbage. And I would stand up for myself. Like I'd be like, you can't talk to me like that. But I remember this one day he was like talking about what suit he was wearing. And he was like, it was blah, blah, blah. And he said some Italian name. He goes, you're so dumb. You're probably like, I love spaghetti. And I was like, oh, I'm done. I'm done. I looked at him. I was like, I'm done with you. I can't serve you anymore. He never came in again. His name was Kirk. I wish I could remember his last name because I would call him the F out right now.
Well, he probably came what into my dick. Section too. Like, he probably just like did the rounds at all the
He thought the he was so hot because he had money. He was disgusting. And when he said that to me, I was like, I'm done. And I just walked away. And thankfully, like, Earl's is a really great company to work for and they have my back. And they're like, yeah, you do not deserve to be treated like that. And I remember on his way out, I was scrubbing the whiteboard. Like where you do the seating and everything. And he was like, your ass shakes when you do that. And I was like,
oh my God.
And I was really young. I think I was 20 at that time. And I just went up into a bathroom and cried.
It's for men like that, that we need feminists.
Yeah.
Because, like, oh, it makes I get like fired up even talking about that. I'm like, oh, disgusting.
What a dick.
So can you not?
Can
Kirk?
You not?
Kirk, a piece of shit.
Okay. We go like customer service. Like, oh, yeah. Rants.
Can you not say that's not Aritzia's return policy? Yeah, we're not Aritzia.
Oh, everyone knows I love Aritzia, but do they say that to you?
Yeah.
They expect you to like have the same return.
Every store has different return policies.
Yeah. You're not Aritzia.
Can you not?
Can you not?
Can you not ask for the manager?
And then and not believe me when I say I am the manager?
Exactly. There's one employee at Langley. Like, one manager, one employee. You get what you get, okay?
I like it though, Katie, when you like pretend to be me. You're like, hold on a second. And then you're like, yeah, Donnie here.
I am the manager.
I think
honestly,
we've all done that.
I am you half of the time at work. I'll literally be like, on the phone, yep, this is Donnie. And then they'll be like, hey, can I email you? I'll be like, yeah, but could you CC my assistant, Katie, at privilegeclothing.com? They're like, yeah, no problem. And then I'll reply to it.
That's amazing.
Call Donnie and be like, don't think this is weird when you get this email, but I'm just working on something.
So resourceful. I love it.
It really is.
Yeah. Okay. Can you not return your poop-stained pajamas?
True story.
Someone had a poop stain in their pajamas and they tried to return it.
And they're like, I didn't wear them.
Shout out to Carly because she opened it up.
But
and
you wore
she
them 4,000 times.
Oh, like. Yeah.
And there was a poop stain?
We had to email them and say, we're sorry, we can't take these back due to a sanitary issue.
Due to feces on your pajamas?
Who in the world would do that? Like, I can't
I mean, a period stain I get.
I think we've also had that.
We get it all, we get it all the time, though, where people are like, I haven't even worn it, but yet it's been washed 4,000 times. Yeah. And we're like, how can you even, with like good conscience, say you haven't worn it?
Well, that can be my confession to you. One time, I wore a dress out. I kept the tags on, and I went to take it back the next day. And she went through the pockets. She's like, there's drink tickets and a tampon. I was like, wow, I really should have double-checed that.
That's
idiot.
Good.
Can you not? That's Caitlin? What about can you not tell me the price is too high? I don't make the prices. I just work here. Something. Not for you because you guys make the prices, but.
Well, we've had that before. People are like, when can you not ask me when it's going to go on sale? And we're like, you know what? Now it's never going to go on sale.
Yeah.
Because we're going to pass it up to the top that this one is never getting marked down.
That's true because then they want it.
Just because we can't cater to this.
Yeah. I like that.
Can you not take 10 items to the change room and leave them on the floor? Like, that's so disrespectful.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I couldn't do that.
Someone's going to buy that item. Like, try it on. At least nicely, like, lay it over the stool in
there.
There's
so many hangers that you can hang in there.
Don't be so lazy.
Yeah. Can you not?
Can you not place an order and then email 5 minutes later asking for the tracking number?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Do I do that? I'm like, uh-oh. Am I going to be like guilty of these things?
You've never done that.
And it's like a Sunday night too. Like, you know, no one's in the office.
Oh my gosh.
That one was for Carly.
Can you not make a complaint and take it immediately to social media and tell everybody in the whole world about it?
Yelp. I can't handle people's reviews. I'm like, no nice person who had a good experience goes on and says something. It's always the assholes who want to. So I don't even trust reviews when I go on Yelp. I read a review. I'm like, I'm going to go see for myself because I'm like, I know it was just some dick on there just like annoyed at life.
I know. I like don't really trust the whole like system of like using reviews as like a gauging technique because I don't think the right people, sorry if I'm insulting people, like necessarily leave reviews.
Yeah, no.
It's not always on brand.
You're not insulting anybody. This is off the vine. Nobody gets insulted here. wait, what? Ashley Wilt said, can you not in the fitting rooms.
What?
Did someone do that?
Apparently.
That's crazy.
Ashley, sorry about your bad luck.
Yeah. Very unfortunate.
Can you not? That is actually like, I'm worried about your health.
Okay. Well, there was a time when I worked at Earl's that somebody actually shit in a pumpkin at the front door.
Hard. How did they even get away with that? Like, yeah. How do you even not get caught pooping in a pumpkin?
I don't know.
Wow.
But it happened.
That's one of the grossest things I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm. And it was in Langley. Because only those things would happen in Langley.
Langley. Okay. Oh,
Can you not
ask for a side of ranch right after I've just come back from getting your friend a side of ranch? I hated when people did that. They'd be
so
like,
stupid.
Oh, I'll get ranch. And then come back. Like, ooh, I'll get ranch too. I'm like, oh, now I have to make two trips. Can you not?
Caesars, which is only a Canadian thing, so I don't know if all your listeners like Caesars or something like that. We're like,
oh, can I get extra spicy beans? Is that
well?
What
they're
doing?
So picky, the drink, that they're hard to make.
Yeah,
and once you
it's like a Bloody Mary.
When you kind of everyone wants one, yes, you'll bring one, and then everyone's like, oh, I'll get a Caesar,
totally.
Or Bloody Mary, whatever.
Yeah,
same.
And I've probably done that before. Sorry, guys.
It's hard not to.
There's so many candy nuts that I have that I totally do.
Yeah, no, Bailey, you're like, can I have a Caesar and a coffee and a water and maybe
tea too. Yeah. I like to stay hydrated, guys.
Even like to stay hydrated. I actually hate staying hydrated. I hate water, but I love options.
Yeah,
like I love having different options in front of me. Sue me.
What was the one
girls
thing I called
have
you out on yesterday, the other day, where I was like,
my 4-liter water?
No, she had okay. She has like all usually like a fresh pressed juice, a kombucha,
yeah,
a giant options. Water, which mm-hmm. is like the size of
four liters.
And then there was like a thing of hot sauce.
Oh, I had taco sauce for my salad.
Taco sauce.
Oh,
really
I
good.
Carry hot sauce in my purse.
I'm all about the sauces.
Yeah,
liquids.
Love the sauces. The dips.
Okay, I'm gonna switch it up on you.
Okay.
Time.
Who's talking right now? Bailey, is that you?
Who's in charge here?
It's Father Bailey.
Father
here.
Bailey. Father Bailey in the house. Okay.
Some of your vinos had questions for you.
Okay. This never happens. I'm excited.
Hijacking your podcast.
Okay.
So Christina Arce. I don't know if I'm saying that.
Arce.
I don't know.
Arce. Yeah.
I like Arce. I'm going with Arce. Sorry, Christina. She wants to hear any dating horror stories.
Been on some really great dates. I did tell one on my podcast before where a guy took me to a gay bar and ordered potato skins in the middle of the afternoon.
Oh.
Potato skins are really
potato
good,
skins.
Though.
In the middle of an afternoon, a gay bar?
It's a weird order.
Did you get a sauce with it?
I don't remember. I didn't eat them.
Oh.
You're like, why?
It was weird. I'm like trying to think of any...
We'll come back.
Yeah. I'll think on that.
Skincare secrets. KB got that good skin.
Oh, Botox.
I need some.
Botox. I'm really crazy about my skin because I hate water. So I have to
topically.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm all about the SkinCeuticals. I'm all about... Actually, I try different things all the time because sometimes people will send me like a skincare thing. So I'll just try that.
How about your self-made rosy cheeks mask?
Oh, that was a boss move. So Priv Talks podcast with these girls, they do boss or bust move of the week. So Bailey and I were talking about earlier of what mine would be. And I'm like, I've had a lot of boss moves and a lot of busts this week. Bust, I got my period on a white couch. Boss, that I went to Lush and made my own cosmetics.
Yeah.
Made us giant bath bombs.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Did they make those actually? Or were you like, no, I want... A giant one.
And they make them.
They actually do.
Lush is known for their bath bombs.
But I've never seen that size. So pretty impressed.
You've seen it all now.
Four in one.
and it was handmade by yours truly.
I'm excited. I'm going to go use that tonight.
Alarm.
My alarm.
Do you have to be somewhere?
No.
Am I keeping you?
To take my iron pills. Oh. Real exciting, guys.
Father Bailey. Ooh,
Father Bailey taking her iron pills.
Can I have one?
Yeah.
I'm spicing it up over here. Yeah. Sorry.
This is why you're not the spicy one.
No, not at all. I'm the diligent one.
Diligent
with your alarm for your iron pills. It's amazing.
This is why I'm single, guys. Kayla Joyce, what are some books you'd recommend to read?
Oh, there is a book I read called You'll Never Make Love in This Town Again. It's about like...
I've heard of that.
Like D-list celebrities who like sleep their way through LA and like try and sleep with like...
Ooh, sounds good.
It's so juicy and so sad at the same time. But there's some like crazy stories. Like there's a story in there about Vanna White. I'm not sure if it's true or not, but juicy. You should read it.
All right.
Oh, I'm going to go get it like today.
Yeah. It's crazy. Other than that.
Who inspires you and makes you want to grow as a person?
Erin Treloar.
You can't
great.
Help it. Uh-uh. She's
Erin Treloar. I've known since I was 19. No, maybe 20. We actually dated the same guy.
Some of the best friendships are made
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Bonding.
But yeah, she is one of just like such a strong woman, and she's been through a lot to get to where she is, and she's I talk to her every week as my health and wellness coach, and I like notice a difference in my life if I don't talk to her, because she keeps me so grounded and remembering like what's important, and she's helped so many women, and I just feel like she should be so much bigger. Oh, got passionate about that one. Bigger than she is. Like, I'm like, I feel like she should have millions and millions of people following this Raw Beauty account, and she should be on Ellen, and I just feel like she's changing the world.
She's so
she
true
is
blue.
Changing the world.
Yeah, and that is, she really inspires me.
When we podcasted with her, I left so inspired.
Yes.
It was just like, it was a mix of being inspired and grounded.
Yes. That's exactly how she makes me feel every week. And she is a health and wellness coach if you guys need her. This is not a plug. Definitely doesn't pay me.
Her and I were pregnant at the exact same time too. We had babies like
oh, yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
same time. So I always like follow her feed as like, you know, mom kind of at the same yeah. stage as where I am.
Yeah.
And no, she's like really solid.
She's amazing.
I think about that podcast often. Like her words resonate.
Yes, and she's so well spoken, and
she should be on Ellen.
She really should. She should be Ellen.
Yeah,
she should take over for Ellen, and that. But I can like be the comedic relief, so I'll feed her like jokes into her ears. But she's like the good person.
You'll be the DJ. You'll be Twitch.
Oh,
she'll
yeah.
be Ellen.
Yeah, there great idea. Great idea. I like your idea better.
You okay. should nominate her.
Yeah,
like call it.
Fire the DJ.
NBC.
I've actually reached out to Ellen's show like to get Erin on before I was even on the show.
Because that's one of your like boss moves would be like getting on.
Ellen.
I know you were on Ellen Tube.
I was on Ellen Tube.
Which is still on. It's like,
got my toes wet. The old toes in the water with Ellen Tube.
Don't you know?
But yeah.
You should go on the Game of Games.
Yeah, I feel like I got to play it cool now though. Because Ellen now. Like,
I mean,
if
you should
she's
not
ever,
go on the Game
if
of
she's
Games.
Ever heard of me, she knows how desperate I am to meet her. So now I'm like, that's okay if I don't meet her.
She
I don't really
to
like.
This?
Yeah, right. No, but she totally doesn't listen.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
If you're listening.
What's up, Ellen?
Maybe someone at her work does and they tell her. Caitlin is so desperate. She talks about smelling your hair. Because I do. Because I do. Is there any more questions for me?
That's all.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah.
I'm like, I guess I do share too much information on. Everyone's like, I'm pretty sure we know you really well.
You're an open book.
So where can everybody find you guys? Guys, you women.
We're at Style for the Priv on Instagram, privilegeclothing.com to shop. And maybe we'll make a little Off the Vine promo code.
Oh,
for,
do
it. Off the Vine 20. You can get 20% off.
Great idea.
All capitals. So Off the Vine. Actually, we'll do OTV 20. Keep it simple. OTV
okay, like
20.
I'll write that down.
Yeah, write that down.
Do that.
Write that down.
And then why are you writing it down? I'm going to have to make the code.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to remind you.
Micromanage
you.
And then tune into our podcast every Tuesday as well. Priv Talks. We're on iTunes, Google Play, and on the podcast app.
Yeah. You guys are funny. I did 2 podcasts with you guys, and I enjoyed every second.
They were so
highlights.
Good.
Highlights.
You were our first ever podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was.
Yeah. Our first ever. That's a pretty, like, boss way to kick off a podcast. Yeah.
That was fun. I had a lot of fun on that one.
Like, if you guys are going to listen.
I put you on my shoulders, yeah. remember?
Oh, my God. Yes.
You had a shoulder ride.
I did.
Yeah, it's you on totally Instagram. Did. There's proof. Yeah. It's on the gram. That was fun. Yeah, we had wine. I got on your
that
shoulders.
Was fun.
Yeah.
And did then some we went shopping. To Nashville and podcasted with yeah. Rick and Donna.
Which was
so good.
I was going to say, we can't podcast with them now because Donna's not here. And then I'm like, wait, Donna doesn't talk.
There are, you know what? There's not many things in life I enjoy more than Rick and Donna.
Really?
They're good. They're really solid.
I've only heard one person who doesn't like Rick and Donna, and they're mm-hmm. my friend, and I don't talk to them anymore.
I was going
to
say, like, that's like one avenue that you probably never get haters.
Yes. No, never.
No haters.
And even if it is, they're like, ew, they're so gross. And I'm like, that's funny. They are yeah. so gross.
True.
I'm like not insulted at all.
So, guys, just a quick sponsor review. Bright Cellars, 50% off your first box of 4 bottles delivered to your door, brightsellers.com/offthevine. Daily Harvest, 3 free items in your first box if you go to daily-harvest.com with promo code VINE. Omaze, double your chances of winning while giving back. omaze.com/podcast with code VINE and Walt Disney World. Plan your next getaway, disneyworld.disney.go.com. And Amazon, keep the podcast free while you shop. Go to amazon.com/shop/CaitlinBristow. All my favorite stuff's up there, and I keep adding to it. So check it out, guys.
I always try and end my podcast with a joke lately, and I wasn't prepared today. I usually have jokes in the back of my head. I'm like Googling, panicking right now, and I got nothing. Do you guys have good jokes?
I don't.
Come on,
what do you call Katie? Come on, Katie. A Kit Kat.
Kit Kat. Mine's in
here,
the
Kitty
gutter.
Kitty.
Google a Kit Kat joke.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Kit
Break
Kat.
Up a piece of that.
That's Kit Kat.
Okay, I feel like I should
out of your vagina,
oh, Bailey. Bailey sends us a text on, was it Saturday night or Sunday night, when you're like, hey guys, what did you say? How did you, you were like asking us if we could do the podcast today to plan for it. You were trying to coordinate it.
I don't think we're thinking about the same thing.
What are you thinking of?
I don't know. You keep going.
And then you're like, guess what? And I was like, you're getting married.
Yeah. I was like, I have a confession, but I'm not telling you. And you're like, you're getting married. I'm like, no.
I always joke that Bailey's not going to come out with a boyfriend. Secretly, she's just going to be like, come and have been
all of a sudden she's going to be married.
Yeah, she's getting married.
Any single guys out there?
No, no. I mean, I think they're going to go for the Kit Kat.
Yeah, that's true. I would too.
I would step up my game.
I would definitely go for the Kit Kat. Okay, well, I got to think of a joke. Oh, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Nobody.
Nobody who?
Oh. Iced out.
Got that one from my friend's 3-year-old, so take that and do what you want with it. Yeah,
drop the mic.
That's all I got. We're definitely ending it on that one.
Thank
all
you right. for having us.
Yeah, oh, you're so
much thank you. Us.
Thank you for being so inspirational and hilarious and just doing what you do. Everybody,
it's
go
fun.
Buy
Happy to be
red
here.
Rompers and get your period in it. I'm Caitlin Bristow. I'll see you next
Here's
Tuesday.
Where that came from.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's down with OTV? Podcast One has new shows on our new app. Check out all the cool features to help you explore our exciting new programming, like America's Lakers podcast with Jay Moore, So Random with Corinne Olympios, Attack Each Day, The Harbaugh's podcast, Not Just Sports with Susie Schuster and Rich Eisen, and Sessions with Randy Jackson, as well as your old favorites like The Lady Gang, Steve Austin, Shaquille O'Neal, and Adam Carolla. Get the new Podcast One app in the App Store, Google Play, or PodcastOne.com.